Hi. Welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we're with Tim Resker. He's with the Analog Devices Industrial Systems Division, and we're going to talk about energy efficiencies in next-generation systems and some of the technologies that Analog Devices is developing to address those areas. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Great to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Obviously, energy efficiency is on everyone's minds, ways of developing better systems, improving system performance, increasing efficiencies. One of the things that I found interesting is that the information you sent me prior to this interview, we're going to talk about how photovoltaic systems and motion control systems have similar challenges and that you've got solutions that actually simultaneously address both of those spaces.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. You know, when you look at PV inverters and industrial motor drives, at a very basic level, they're really doing very much of the same thing. They're converting power and providing it. In the case of a PV inverter, they're taking a DC voltage off the solar panels and inverting that into an AC voltage that goes onto the grid. And in the case of a motor drive system, it's providing AC phase currents into a three-phase motor, such as a permanent magnet motor. So, they're very very similar in terms of their basic technologies.
Mm-hmm. So what are the challenges to the engineer? So here I am setting up either or, right, and maybe sometimes both. I've got a facility that's got both motor drives inside and PV on the roof. But whatever, let's say I'm setting up one of these systems or the other of these systems, what are my primary challenges?
Okay. Well, that's a good question. Let's step back just a little bit and let's look at some of the trends that are impacting these markets. And obviously, everybody knows about the green trend and the drive towards greater energy efficiency. So, for example, in the case of motors, industrial motors consume an enormous percentage of the world's electricity that is produced. So there's a huge emphasis and a huge drive to develop motor control systems that are more energy efficient. So engineers need to be very concerned about designing the next generation of motor drives that are energy efficient. From the standpoint of PV inverter systems, you know, there's a greater trend towards renewable energy generation, and so now what we're seeing is we're seeing the cost of PV panels coming way down, which makes PV power generation much more economical and approaching grid parity, and that mm-hmm, means mm-hmm. that all of a sudden we're starting to see more PV systems out there, and there are all kinds of issues around grid compliance and safety and things like that. So engineers need to be worried about those issues, and all of these issues impact what those manufacturers are looking for in terms of control processors that they use inside these systems to control the power conversion function.
Exactly, because isn't that interesting? How it seems like energy and power management philosophy has gone through so many phases. 20 years ago, nobody gave a rat's poop about power. They drew a square around the board and said, power goes here. And everybody's idea of energy efficiency was simply buying a better power supply. Whereas today, it's really come so obvious that it's every facet in the system. It's the how good is your circuit topology? How efficient are your passives? What's your command and control methodology? Because your software can even impact. But one of the things that I'm really noticing is that it's really becoming more and more about efficient power conversion. And that I know that sounds kind of funny because it goes back to the old school philosophy in some ways, but the bottom line is that now you've got either energy harvesting and you've got microamps that you're trying to convert into real power, or you're in a solar system where you've got lots of power, but you're still trying to recover and manage that without any loss. You're trying really hard to take either microscopic amounts of power and make something out of it, or taking large amounts of power and managing it effectively without loss.
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely right, Alex. And from an engineer's perspective, to make these systems more efficient, what they need to do, or one of the biggest challenges is they need more precise sampling and conversion within their control loops of voltages and currents, okay? And a key component to a new product that that we're about to launch, the CM40X mixed signal control processor, is the fact that it has the industry's most precise embedded A to D converters. And what that does is that, again, that allows engineers to gain access to more precise sampling within their control loops that allows those control loops to more efficiently convert power in the system.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing about that, Tim, because, you know, it goes back to what we were saying about the conversion and all, and how it's interesting what is becoming energy efficiency, because you could be a software guy and consider yourself an energy expert now, and it makes all the sense in the world that analog devices, your expertise in analog to digital conversion, will actually turn out to be an asset in this space.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, at the end of the day, as we all know, I mean, the real world is an analog, right? So while we always talk about everything moving to a digital world, and ultimately things do get processed in the digital domain, your ability to convert the analog signals into very precise digital samples ultimately impacts the efficiency and the effectiveness of your signal processing capabilities.
Exactly. You're right. So having said all of that, and you talked a little about, why don't you talk a little bit more about those devices and some of the advantages then? Because we talked a little bit about the challenge. What are you doing to help the engineer get there?
Okay. Well, we're doing a lot of things. And we just talked about the analog performance and the precision of our ADCs. The other thing that everybody's worried about, of course, is cost. Engineers are always looking to take cost out of their systems. And one of the things that we're doing to help engineers with that is we're adding very specific capabilities to our control processors that allow an engineer to take out cost. For example, in many of these inverter or motor drive control systems, customers are using sigma delta modulated A to D converters. And these are used to convert currents digitally. But the output of those converters have to be filtered by a sync filter. Traditionally, engineers have implemented those sync filters in an FPGA. FPGAs, great devices, but they can be very expensive, and they require engineering resources to design them and test them and to program them. We've implemented a sync filter directly on our mixed signal processors as a dedicated hardware function that eliminates the need for an engineer to implement that on an FPGA and eliminates the cost from the system and eliminates the time to design it.
Well, that takes a big chunk of cost out.
It certainly does. And at the end of the day, you know, engineers, they're looking for every penny that they can get out of their system cost. And
Everybody wants to get the bomb down, right?
Absolutely. Right. And if you look at PV systems, as we talked about earlier, the cost of PV panels has come down quite a bit, tremendously, which has made them more economical. What it's also done is it's put more emphasis on the cost of the inverter. So now we've got these inverter companies under tremendous pressure to reduce the cost of the inverter because they've now become a larger portion of the overall system cost of a PV system.
Exactly. When you're 20% of the cost, it's negligible to argue about the price. But then when you start becoming 40 and 50% of the cost, then it really becomes an issue.
It sure does.
Excellent. So other than that, are there any other facets about the product family that you'd like us to know about?
Sure. This product, the ADSP CM40X, it's based on an ARM Cortex M4 core, and we have the product has the fastest core clock speed of any ARM Cortex M4 in the industry. So it is the fastest M4 in the industry, and you know, obviously, anytime you can give an engineer additional CPU cycles, they're going to find a way to use it.
Well, they're all speed demons in their own way, right?
Absolutely, yes.
You know, they'll all look for. I mean, and obviously, when you're talking about energy conversion as well, the faster and more finely you can slice the waveform, the more you're going to get out of it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we're seeing in, particularly in PV inverters, a trend is the use of higher switching speeds in the power inversion phase. And with mm-hmm. those higher switching speeds, you need to run your control loops at a faster frequency. And the faster you run your control loops, the more cycles you need to get the calculations done within the control loop. And that's, again, that's where the higher performance, the 240 megahertz M4 core clock becomes really invaluable to the engineer.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, interestingly enough, I don't know if you know this, but ARM is aggressively moving into the Internet of Things space. I know quite a few companies, just out of politeness, I won't name them, who are developing IGBT driver boards and all kinds of other devices where there's an ARM processor on it so that that IGBT that is being driven can now be viewable on the Internet as a device, as a thing. It's really, I mean, ARM is really getting aggressive, and so I'm glad to hear that you're working with them as a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, certainly everything in the world is becoming connected now. That includes motor drives and PV inverter systems. And the ADS-B CM40X family of mixed signal control processors, they all come with an Ethernet and a USB interface, so they're fully connected.
Fully addressable, right. Well, frankly, I think that's critical today, because you could have a device that's superconducting at room temperature, and if, number one, you don't set it up in a proper context of a solution, and two, if you can't manage it, then you're only going to get about half of its potential functionality out of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, right now, you know, everything is about being able to manage and monitor things that are going on.
Exactly.
You know, we have a smart grid. The grid operators want to be able to manage everything, and that includes PV inverters, because you know, before, all they had to worry about was the energy source coming from the big power plants. Okay, now they have to
right.
worry about all this distributed generation. And what they'd love to see is all these PV inverters hooked onto the network, so that they can monitor them.
Right, communicate with amongst themselves. Almost back to the military concept of C3I, command, control, communications, and intelligence. The more intelligence you can pump into the system, and the more communications between the units, and the more command you control you have over it, I mean, the energy savings in operations streamlining alone would pay for the system.
Certainly, absolutely.
So, Tim, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with the audience before we close out the episode?
Yeah, I would just, you know, I think some of these challenges are things that people in the audience are facing, and I would encourage them to, when they have a moment, to go to the Analog Devices webpage, www.analog.com, and search on ADS-B CM40X, and take a look at the product and see how it can fit into your application and solve some of the challenges that you have.
There you go. And you have, of course, full reference information, and you probably have some reference designs and obviously some FAEs that can help and get all that stuff integrated into their solutions.
Absolutely. We've got a reference design for both motor control and for PV inverter that use the new ADS-B CM40X, as well as, you know, plenty of application notes. And we've got our engineer zone, which is a place where people can go and ask questions to be answered by Analog Devices engineers. So, yeah, we're happy to support customers in every single way.
Excellent. Well, hey, Tim, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. It's becoming so critical now to get everything more efficient, more intelligent, simply better. We're always looking for all the resources out there, and I'm really glad ADI has come out with some really nice stuff that will do this.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. It was a great discussion.
We'll drag you back again, definitely, because this is an issue that's going to go away anytime soon.
Okay, fabulous.
Okay. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paltz for Paltz on Power. Have a great day.